is $3. Would you like a receipt?
Clark Johnson greets visitors coming and going from Mill Creek Canyon.
$3 is your change. Thanks. Okay. You have a great day.
The toll booth he sits in has not always been there. It started 20 years ago after a few Salt Lake County commissioners realized something had to be done.
We had bathrooms that didn't work right. We had trails that were eroding away, stream beds that were needing great attention. It was just on and on and on.
Jim Bradley is a Salt Lake County councilman and former county commissioner. He says that with the canyon in such a state of disarray, the only thing left to do was ask citizens to chip in.
The Forest Service was unable to get funding for this in any quick way, but Salt Lake County, and this is one of the beauties of local government, you can do things quickly. We put in the toll booth and started charging people a fee to access the canyon, and all of that money was turned over to the Forest Service and exclusively used in this canyon to start rehabilitating all those things that needed to be fixed up.
District Ranger Kathy Kalo with the U.S. Forest Service has worked in several areas across the Wasatch Front, but she says this is one of the best well-kept and well-managed she has ever been in.
The Forest Service bills the county for some of the revenue to help provide new picnic tables, grills, restrooms, trails conditions, grooming for the ski trail, and a variety of other services in the canyon. So it's definitely an improvement over the other canyons in the respect that we can pay more attention.
Salt Lake County estimates 1,400 motorists and 400 cyclists enter Mill Creek Canyon every day. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.